I can remember the days before my first baby was born that all I wanted was for that child to be healthy. And I prayed about it, and I didn't care if it was a boy or a girl or whether he or she was good in sports or good in school. I just wanted a healthy, happy baby. And I can't imagine the heartbreak, the devastation to parents when they find out that their child isn't healthy. And particularly if they find out that the injury that that child is suffering was completely unnecessary.
I'm Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and I'm the chairman of the board and the senior prosecuting attorney for Children's Health Defense. The greatest crisis that America faces today, as big as any of our environmental crises, is the chronic disease epidemic in America's children. The generation of American children born after 1990 are arguably the sickest generation in the history of our country, with chronic ailments and pediatric rates of some chronic conditions that are the highest in the world. For example, according to CDC, one in every six American children has been diagnosed with a developmental disability, such as autism, ADD, ADHD, or learning disabilities. And according to HHS, an astonishing 54% of American children has a chronic disease like rheumatoid arthritis or juvenile diabetes. Our children today are wandering around in a toxic soup. We need to do the science, and we need to figure out which one of these chemicals and these exposures is causing these problems in our children. And the 54% of kids who have chronic disease does not tell the whole story. We're seeing a global downturn in IQ in the planet's children. And how is it that our federal agencies are not asking that essential question, what is debilitating America's children? We need to know that answer, and we need to stop these exposures to our children today. And I'm going to fight for you, and I'm going to fight for your children, and I need your support, because the forces that I'm up against are forces that have been able to compromise every major institution in our democracy. And the people who stand up against them get crushed. But I know how to fight them, because I've spent a lifetime fighting big shots and fighting bullies. And that's who they are. And that's who we're dealing with today. People who have that arrogance of power. People who believe that they can get away with anything, including destroying the lives of our children. I'm not going to let them do that. And I am going to fight to the last day of my life with the last bit of energy I have to make sure that we get justice for these children, to make sure that we can produce a healthy generation of American children that doesn't have this epidemic of neurological and other injuries. And I will spend the rest of my life fighting to make sure that no other child in this country or any other country suffers this kind of unnecessary injury again. And I will die with my boots on fighting for these children.